That was Deja with Radio. This is the Beat 99.9 FM. The Fuse program is now over and we're back to our little chat with Deja. She's here to talk about her new EP. It's called Afro Deja and we're going to listen to a few tracks from that EP. But first, how on earth would you describe your sound? Because we heard Radio and yes, they're not like your typical, you know, Nigerian songs. So how would you describe your sound?
Honestly, I think to fit in, so that, because usually people say you don't fit in anywhere, I say very quirky, very popish. I still infuse, obviously, my background, where I'm from, because you can't really run away from that or anything. But it's just very me. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just very, very me. It's how I feel. It's how I feel at that moment. Mm. It's just what I really want to say. You know, all those kind of things and what how I want to connect. But, you know, living in Lagos, I've learned a lot of Lamba. So,
but the challenge that I know a lot of artists have is trying to keep to themselves, trying to keep to their true like their passion, their sound, their own personal sound. I know that's very difficult because here there's a certain kind of, you know, sound that's very, very popular, that people love, that people like, you know, start singing almost immediately. So how do you manage to stick to what you love and also do music that's you know, going to be successful?
Well, first of all, I don't really know whether it will be successful or not, but I always pray to God that it is. But I do know that it has it's never been the most difficult. I never used to think that I was doing anything wrong, regardless of how anyone told me, oh, your sound, we need you to add this and that. It was just more of growth period for me. It's one of those things where you start with what you know and then you continue learning as you grow, right? So I've been adding and, you know, you take from here, take from here, take from here. And then they say the lack of not being able to, you know, maybe imitate a sound that you want is kind of how you find yourself. So I guess I've not been able to do it exactly the way that it's done, but that lack of not doing it that way has managed to help me discover where I guess I can be and where my strengths have been. So it hasn't really been difficult in terms of being myself. It's just been difficult more of, I guess, convincing people, like, can you just listen for a second before you make any judgments? And if for some reason you don't like it, it's very okay. I think people have a problem with people not liking their stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't mind in terms of, I mean,
it's as long as they're respectful about it.
Yeah,
course.
And it's not even only that. It's just eventually, I mean, I guess the art of music that we do is that you win people over at some point. So I just kept growing up until I guess I win as many. If you want to be there, you'll be there. If you don't want to be there, true, regardless of what I sing, you'll not really be there. I've just found that my fan base has grown and I've grown as well as a musician. And then having all these, you know, the mavens, and people always ask me, why are you always, you're not working with anybody else? You're only working with Maven artists. And I've heard that many times, but it's not really that. I just like to grow. It's like charity begins at home. Like, I want to grow and understand myself, and then I can now share with everybody else.
That sounds like it might take a little while.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And inspiration behind your songs, that, you know, Radio and, oh, they're, you know, love songs.
Yes,
so
I love love.
I love love too.
I do. And I think it's where in an era where it's like, if you love love, you're just like this, like, really sappy person and everything. But we're really strong people. I think people that really love love are very forgiving and very sort of, at the end of the day, it's love that wins the battle, right? At the end of the day, it's just that they'll call you Mumu a few times, but it's okay.
I think, you know, loving love is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I just think it just allows me not to become like an a-hole. I think we all have that tendency. And I don't think
you could be if you tried.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I don't know anyone that's actually said anything bad about
Well,
you.
It won't be on purpose, obviously, if it
but
does.
But so you do
either.
Have your moments, basically.
I mean, I do have my moments, but I think I've learned how to take myself out of situations, because I've had moments. I mean, there are times where you don't really have this much control. It's just, like I said, because maybe my phone is, I'm not really attached to my phone like that. You don't really see all the time, but I do have my moments. I mean, we're human, but it's just, I try my best. I try my hardest to put myself when I'm talking to someone else. That way I'll say, okay, well, I can deal with it. Maybe the reason why I'm mad is because of this. Can you explain?
Okay, we're going to be talking about how you handle things like that in a little bit. But have you written any songs for or about your hubby?
I mean, it all was one of them.
Are you
Because around that time, yeah. And it's just
was that like when you fell in love and
I mean
you were very very secretive
I don't know if it's secretive or it's just that I just never tell people that I come from a place where, you know, you don't really, we all talk like in our private, like we talk so much, but then when it comes to like publicly, it's not necessarily completely encouraged all the time. Not because even Islamically, they say, you know, if you're already upset and you want to say a bunch of things, you have to think about it. Sit down first if you're standing. You know, stand up if you're sitting. So you have a moment to think. So I've never been confident enough to just kind of blurt out or talk about things. And then when it comes to love and relationships, I'm very shy.
you're very shy. Your wedding, everything. I remember somebody said, did you get married? I'm like, no, she didn't. And I saw like one picture and it was just, you could tell that the person took the picture, like really took it very quickly, very secretive, in a very secretive manner.
It's funny. And I have like, God knows how many albums are out there for like my in-laws, my family. I think it's just, at the time that I'm enjoying myself, at the time that I'm having a good time, sometimes I don't really have my phone. And then I always try, as much as maybe I'm in the limelight or however you want to put it.
Your husband
not everybody. Yeah. It's not everybody that necessarily wants to be. You know, him, he was even said, he said, let's not be that. Everybody will say, you're hiding or all these kind of things. But I've come to not go with that because they will see. I've done it so many times when it stressed me so much. So I guess we just wanted to enjoy ourselves. We just wanted to have a good... I mean, there were... I did it in my hometown too as well, in Kaduna. So we did it there. So I think that was one of the reasons why it was easy to kind of... There were like over 400 people. And I would have loved so many people to be there. But it's just... You just realize that the more you were inviting, the more it just kept getting bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And things like that. And I was just like, I'm going to just take the bullet for this one.
400 just, people.
Yeah, because my mom was like, you can't even have... We were like, can we just do it and just be... going because we the that amount sounds, of money and things you don't want to put your family through a of lot course, of stress of and things like that, but we had a good time.
Good That's so, pretty much all that matters. Yeah. Really, that's pretty much all that matters.
I'm still apologizing. I'm like, I'm sorry, I swear. It's fine.
I can completely understand that, because goodness me, I still have like people that are upset with me for my wedding, and
see,
I'm like,
just be doing sorry. I'm like, sorry, I'll take it, don't worry.
Like,
I'll take,
I can't, I couldn't, I couldn't kill myself. Sorry, you guys, you'll be fine.
On that day, how many things do you remember?
Nothing. It was especially what I do remember, bits of these. My trad was like a blur. I just remember my friends had told me, just smile, because there are going to be so many pictures of you, just smile. And I just remember just smiling, and just, that was pretty much it.
Don't worry, I'm told that I still owe a big party. So by the grace of God, yes, there'll be a party. Oh, of course, there has to be one party like this, where you just like randomly, I need to talk to certain people that, you know, are good with. You know,
no, but I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's, you know, I think if people should understand.
Right now, though, like a lot of people have just been giving their blessings and things like that, which is all you need. So
absolutely. All right, so back to the EP.
Yeah.
We have got the first song that I'm going to play from the EP is "The Way You Are" featuring Tiwa Savage. That was produced by Baby Fresh.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So tell us about that.
Well, that song, first of all, a lot of people had been saying, DJ, you have not done a song with Tiwa. What's happening that you have not done a song with Tiwa? Honestly, I keep telling people, I guess it wasn't time yet. I don't know how my life goes. I really don't plan things. That's the thing. I don't plan as much as I'm learning how to plan. But I guess as a Leo, they say it just doesn't work that way.
You just go with the flow.
Yeah, so I go with the flow. So a lot of times when people think a lot of things that I do are really calculated or anything, they're really not as calculated. It's just, this is what I would like to do. And I put it out there.
Mm.
And I just hope that it kind of works out. By the time we were done the song, we were in the same place because I was in Gambia and she was finishing up her EP. But I really have to give it to Tiwa because she's been on the go and she's been exhausted, but she came through. She actually really came through. And it's just a song, again, it's an amazing song. It's a love song. It's a song where we're kind of just telling our significant others or whoever it is that we're trying to express to, or a girl is trying to express to, that we just like you just the way you are.
Oh,
you know, it doesn't really like, you're freaking me. Nobody really understand why you're making me, you know, go crazy. But that's pretty much what it's about. Because we're in that position where a lot of times the way you are is the problem people have.
Yes.
And a lot of times is you just realize that that's just how the person is. It's either you kind, it's not necessarily either you tolerate or not, but you just have to make way for both of your I guess, characteristics to kind of fit in. So
just meet in the
middle.
It's
a beautiful song, and it's just the fact that I was doing it with my sister. That's why it was even more beautiful. Because, and I'm not trying to like form cliche. Like, I think people have this thing of female artists, like, we just don't get along.
Yes, yes.
But I think they do that every time with females all the time.
And they tend to pit female artists against each other.
Yeah, and I think it's just up to us to just either refuse it or, you know, you can't really tell the fans what to do and what not to do. They are the ones that, you know, they have the power of the internet and things like that. But you can just explain to them that, I'm gonna be so. It's just that everybody has just been on, you know, working, and people forget that there's life in between the music.
Yes, of course, there has to be.
There's a lot of life in between the music, behind the show business.
Okay, all right. So the first track, like I said, that I'm going to play from the Aphrodisia EP is The Way You Are, featuring Tiwa Savage. So you know the drill. Every time we get new music, I always love for you to rate it out of 10. Let us know your thoughts and rate this one out of 10. It is Deja featuring Tiwa Savage, The Way You Are. Deja, Deja, Tiwa, Tiwa. Baby fresh on the beat and he's giving them all of us. Baby, what's up with you? You know I want you. I wanna be close to you. See this weather for two. All right, that was The Way You Are, Deja featuring Tiwa Savage, of course, off the Aphrodisia EP. So we're going to quickly have you talk about the next track that I'm going to play, which is called Ordinary Day.
Yes.
All right, so tell us about that.
Yeah, Ordinary Day is a very, very honest song. What I love about Ordinary Day is that even on the day I was recording that as well, Stones was there, and then my husband was there as well, and then he also added some... He also added some, you know, input there as well. So
he sang on the track, or
no, he didn't sing on it. No, you know, but you know, like nice melodies and things like that and whatever. And actually, even, you know, sometimes like, why don't you just talk about something like this? Like, just be yourself, or just do this. So it was really.
Does he get quite involved with your music? Does he kind of say, oh no, I think you should do it like
this? You
know,
the funny thing is, he plays the piano, dude. Like,
really?
How do you play the piano? I don't know. I'm like, can you teach me?
So,
I know how to just do certain things in terms of what I want to hear, but I can't really play it the way he does. So
do you think at some point you guys might do like something together?
You know, funny enough, Jazzy was like, I think you guys should just let him play something, and then that would be really nice. So I think that would be really dope. I'll be really happy.
Is he saying yes or is he saying no?
No. He's usually fine. It's just that, you know, him is in the financial world. So he's always like, when you're ready, you know your people, you know how you guys are and all that stuff. And
so he's quite open to it?
No, he's very supportive.
Like, okay, that's
very
good.
Very open and very supportive. It's just that sometimes I think one of his biggest things, I guess it's also all guys, you know, is that kind of, why is it all that serious? Like, why there are certain things that just happen and everyone's like, you know, in our world, this wouldn't be overreacting over something like this or things like that. But other than that, and I think he just helps me level myself sometimes. Like, I have my little panic attacks once in a while.
And he calms you down.
Yeah.
good. You definitely need that. All right. So because we don't have a lot of time, we're going to go straight into Ordinary Day. So you said this is a very, very honest song, and it was produced by Altims.
Yes.
Yep.
Altims.
So I know you're probably not going to give me like a very, very straightforward answer.
Like what?
Of all the Mavens producers, who do you love working with the most? Who gets you? And wow. I know you're going to say all of them get me.
No, I mean, no, they do. But at different times. And like, let's say if I'm really trying to get in with the Hausa, the only person that speaks Hausa is Baby Fresh. Do you understand? But when it comes, if you look at it, most of the songs that, a lot of times, you know, emotionally, people will say, "Ah, how did you get Jazzy to produce this kind of song?" I'm like, you don't understand. Jazzy has it there. It's just that, I guess, we're surrounded by so many different things, like, you know. But honestly, at every different moment, it depends on the moment I'm in. But in terms of like Hausa songs and things like that, if I'm trying to, it's Baby Fresh I work with.
So he gets you.
Like in terms of, yeah, plus my language and everything, yeah.
Okay, all right. Interesting. Because last time I asked you who you liked most between Ricardo and
Kurdy. Like, it's not,
you were like, I love everybody.
I can't really like anyone the most. That's the thing, because I like them
you
for
all
different
have
reasons.
Your favorites.
Well, I can just tell you that Ricardo was one of the first to know I was getting married and I was pregnant too. So he said, why would you give me this kind of burden? I'm like, sorry, Ricardo.
So you told him, you didn't tell everybody else?
No, I told Ricardo before I told everybody else, yes.
Oh, wow. So there you go. Ricardo is your favorite.
No, he's not my favorite.
I don't imagine it just kind of slipped out.
No, we so just became, you know, at the time we started, Ricardo and I were kind of around the same time. So we had met already and things. And you know, at that time when you're just like, oh boy, you're experiencing what I'm experiencing right now. Like you're going through what I'm going through and all those kind of things.
Ricardo's your favorite. So. Okay, so back to music. Back to
my
music.
G.
This is Ordinary Day. Once again, have a good listen. Let us know your thoughts and rate it out of 10.
Or do you spend it wasting every minute of your time? You'll be always chasing money. Every day a different worry. Maybe it's time to change your story. This is no ordinary day. Every day is a chance to start again. Every day, it's no ordinary day. Hey sister, I know you're looking for validation. Trying to live your life through your Facebook. But you're naturally, beautifully me. You are more than just your makeup. Girl, it's time for you to wake up. Should be a searching for some real love.